Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. An unexpected twist occurred at Allanwick Haldimand Township Council Tuesday, as council could not agree on a new integrity commissioner and third-party investigator. A bylaw to appoint an interim third party was defeated only after the contract to Principals Integrity was cancelled. Mayor John Logo says a new contract will have to be in place by June 16th.
Because we thought we could get, we weren't happy with their service.
Did this follow the May 12th decision on the resignation letters in a closed session? Because the timing seems pretty strange. That 2 weeks ago you got that resignation letters, which was enclosed, and they said, well, you can move those into, you can release those and redact some information. And now 2 weeks later, you move away from the integrity commission you currently have. Is that the reason?
There was a bunch of reasons, but that's one of them, yes.
Now, apparently today you gave a 30-day notice to Principal Integrity, and there was a no vote on moving forward with a different company. Where does the township stand on having an integrity commissioner?
We don't have one until my understanding of it is that on the 16th we will not have an integrity commissioner, June 16th, unless we have someone come in place.
Now, are you legally obligated to have an integrity commissioner?
I believe, yes, we are.
Okay, so now we're going to have a special council meeting before this contract expires, or does it fall to the Ontario Ombudsman?
I don't know the answer to that.
Moving away from Principal Integrity and going to a new Integrity Commissioner, are you hoping they'll give you more favorable rulings in your favor? Or, I mean, how does that square up?
We're not looking for favoritism or anything else like that. There were some timing issues that it seemed to me to take, in my opinion, that's only my opinion, I'm only one of the voters, but there was an awful lot of delay time with having complaints with that commissioner.
Now, the May 12th letter from the commissioner was saying you guys could release the letters publicly, you can redact some personal information, you have done that in the past, but instead you've decide to put those letters in closed meeting. Why do that? Why the closed meeting for those resignation letters?
Because that's what was recommended by our clerk, and they know the law as well as anybody, and that's why I voted that way.
But the integrity commissioner said in past committee meetings you've released the resignation letters publicly and you've redacted personal information. So what's changed in the rationale there? Is it that they're critical of council?
The integrity commissioner?
No, the resignation letters. Are they too critical of council?
No.
Okay, so I mean, there's technically nothing wrong with the letters themselves. Why not just release them publicly?
Because there's personal information on there that's not to be released to the public.
And the integrity commissioner said you can redact that information.
Yes.
So then if you redact that information, there's nothing preventing you from releasing the entire document.
We could put on, we could leave the person's name on, and that's it.
And then
redact everything else.
You can put the person's name on, but you can also include the information as to why they are resigning. Am I right?
No.
You can't say why someone resigned or why they are critical of the direction of a committee. You can't release that publicly?
No.
Why not?
Because the person hasn't given us, I don't know. Okay. But if it was me, I would not have sending a letter and having it go public and putting everybody else in jeopardy, because that's why they're recommending it. That's what the ombudsman told us as well.
So if you get permission from that person to release it publicly, you would release it?
I don't know that. I'm only one vote out of three.
No, I mean, what would your recommendation be then at that point?
I told you that our clerk is experienced and knows what she's doing, and she recommended that it not be publicly released.
So, I mean, we got past that point to say, if someone gave you permission to release that document, what would you do? Would you vote in favor of releasing that document, or would you keep it enclosed?
If I was recommended to keep it enclosed, I would keep it enclosed.
Okay. Now, I'm being told there are upwards of 11 to 15 resignations on committees in this township. Is that accurate?
Over how many years?
This term.
That's possible.
What's that say to you, though, about the number of people resigning from committees?
They don't like the rules.
So 11 people don't like the rules, or they don't like the direction of council, or the committee's the direction of the committee going?
I don't know.
Okay. Is there anything else you can add, though, John?
Yes. We are a caring community. We appreciate volunteers, and we want to continue to encourage them to be involved.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.